Good morning. It's good to be here. I'm looking forward to the youth rally starting on Thursday, and I too encourage you to be here Friday night. I still don't know who the speakers are going to be, but they're provided by the college rally over at Lone Jack, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. There will be a lot of 11 to college-aged people here. We'll fill it up. The singing's great. The messages are always great. The fellowship is good. There will be lots of people here from all kinds of different congregations all over the U.S. So I encourage you to be here. It's going to be a good time. I have a question for you to ponder as we start this morning. Have you ever gotten to the point in your life where you just didn't know what to do? Now, if you've been around very long, once, Dan says he got there once. Was that right now? I don't. We're all there, right? We're there at various stages in our life. Sometimes it hits us out of nowhere. Sometimes we can see it coming. We just throw our hands up and we just absolutely don't know what to do. And when we get to this point, whether it's we're young or we're old, it doesn't make any difference. When we get to this point, there's things we often as human beings turn to in our life, right? We turn to a lot of different sources. We might find a good self-help book. And don't get me wrong, there's some good self-help books out there. We might turn to some sort of a new philosophy that we just read or heard about. And there's some good philosophies out there. We also might turn to some very negative things. We might turn to an addiction to help us through that time when we just don't know what else to do. We might turn to secluding ourselves. We might separate ourselves from society, waiting for everything to blow over and get better. There might be all kinds of different things that we turn to, but I hope that we realize that God, since He made us, He knows that we're going to reach a point where we just don't know what to do next. And when we reach that point, He has given us advice all through the Scripture. And we don't have time to look at all of it. Trust me, we won't. We won't be here all day. We don't think about that sometimes. We need to learn to do that. He left us some instructions about how to deal with these feelings of just being lost, not knowing what to do next. And we could look at a lot of different things, but we're going to go to a couple of verses in Proverbs chapter 3, which was part of it, a good part of it was read earlier today. Proverbs chapter 3. And I want to specifically look at verses 5 through 8. That's where we're going to focus on. Okay? And I'll just read those real quick, and then we're going to go back and talk about some of them. This is Proverbs chapter 3, starting with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. So let's look at what God has told us here as far as how this little small passage can help us when we just reach the end of our rope and we just don't know what to do next. The first thing He says is trust in the Lord with all your heart. We have to learn how to put our problems in the hands of the Creator. He made me. He knew me before my parents knew me. He knew me before I knew myself. He knew me before time began, and He can help me out. Now, this sounds simple. Well, yeah, just give it over to God. Well, that sounds simple, but sometimes it can be very difficult. Because I don't know about you, but I can be a control freak. I don't like to give up control. And most human beings don't. We like to be in control. We like to know what's going on. We like to have our hands in on whatever's happening in our life. We like to be able to manipulate what's going on around us. We spoke about this a little bit during the adult class, which was kind of interesting. Philippians 4, right? Verses 6 through 7. Paul there tells us to be anxious for nothing. Well, wait a minute, Paul. Be anxious for nothing? I mean, the rent's due the first of the month and the car just broke down and the boss just said that there might be a furlough, and be anxious for nothing? That's hard. That's difficult to not worry. To not worry. And I appreciated what Brother Paul said during class. There are things we should be concerned about. Paul himself, right, said that there were things he was concerned about. He lists all the problems that he had, the beatings, the imprisonments, the shipwrecks, all those things. And then he said, besides the concerns I have daily for the church and what's going on. So there's things we should be concerned about and try to do things about that we can control and that we can help out. But you know, sometimes there's things we just can't do anything about. Sometimes there's things we just can't control. And a lot of times that's when we feel out of control, because we like to be in control. So he says, be anxious for nothing, instead with prayer and supplication. Speak to God and tell Him the things you need. Ask Him for the things that you need. But include thanksgiving, because there's always things we can be thankful for. No matter what situation we're in, there's always things we can be thankful for. Ask God, and Paul says there, His peace will guard our hearts and our minds. He doesn't say that God will take away all the problems. He says He will guard our hearts and minds. He'll help us work through it. That's if we can trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, the second thing he says in Proverbs chapter 3, the second half of verse 5, is lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. You know, we think we're pretty smart sometimes. Over in Romans chapter 7, and I'm going to turn and read this one. Romans chapter 7, and I'll start reading in verse 15. See if this sounds familiar in your life. Paul writes, "For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil that I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin who dwells in me. I find then a law. The evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law in my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" You know, our own understanding at best is limited, isn't it? I can think I know what's going to happen, but most of the time when I worry about stuff, and maybe this isn't you, but most of the time when I worry about stuff, I'm worrying about things that may or may not ever take place. I'm thinking about something that is a possibility, but I don't know for sure that it'll be a fact. So sometimes I end up worrying about something that never even happens. All that time, all that energy, all that effort, all that emotional stress, for nothing. It was pointless. Now, sometimes I worry about something that does take place. But you know, most of the time, can't fix it anyway. Can't do anything about it. My own understanding at its best is limited. Even Paul, with all of the ability, with all of the intelligence, with all of the experience, with all of the spiritual gifts that he had, he still says, you know what? I don't understand what's going on sometimes. And he's talking about knowing what's right and not doing it, or knowing what's wrong and doing it anyway. So Paul asks that same question that we sometimes ask ourselves. Oh, wretched man that I am. Where can I find relief? Where can I find a solution? Who is going to help me through it? Now what do I do? But he has the answer in verse 25 and in chapter 8, verse 1. Verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's our solution. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. See, if I can learn to lean on God for His understanding, then I know a whole lot of different things. I can know what my future is. Now, I may not know the details of how I'm going to get there, but I can know what my future is, that my future is an eternal home with Him. And anything that happens between now and that point doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I stick to what God tells me to do. When my understanding, not my understanding, but God's understanding that He can give me. I can know His laws. I can know His expectations. I can know right from wrong. That doesn't mean I'm always going to do the right thing. Even Paul says sometimes I don't. But I can have forgiveness. I can have cleansing of my soul. And I can have confidence in my salvation. If I have that, why do I need to worry? What do I need to worry about? Why do I need to be anxious if I have the understanding of God, and I'm leaning on His knowledge and His understanding, and I'm not relying just on mine? That leads right into the very next point that God tells us back in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Sometimes we don't know what to do because our priorities get messed up. We have it all planned out what we should do, and then we mess it up somehow. Well, now what? When I get myself all twisted around, going the wrong direction, what do I do now? Sometimes in that process, it's kind of scary, but I'll take you to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, because sometimes we, in this process, are trying to live two different lives. James chapter 1, we'll start with verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. You know, if we're trying to live two different lives, if we're trying to honor God but at the same time do my own thing, God says that's going to cause me to be unstable. Unstable. We don't like to be unstable. We have programs and we have medications and we have all kinds of things that we give to people that we see as unstable. But God says, I'm just like that. I'm just like that. If I'm asking God for something but I don't believe it's going to really happen, He says I'm unstable. If I'm trying to Think about this. Abraham, when he was given the promise of the son, right? He's given the promise of the son. He waits, he waits, he waits. He has faith in God. We know that. But yet at some point, they decide to help God out, right? And they come up with this plan that is not based on God's law. It's based on man's law. It's based on what man thinks is best to do. They leaned on their own understanding and they messed everything up. And Abraham was unstable. And it didn't work out too well for him. Until he went back to leaning on God's knowledge and giving everything over to him. And then, in God's time, everything worked exactly the way it was supposed to. If we're trying to live two lives, it's never ever going to work out well. God wants us to be consistent. The key phrase there in Proverbs chapter 3 to this part is, I think, in the phrase, in all your ways. In all your ways. Not just acknowledging God in some of my ways, like Abraham did for a time, but in all of my ways. If I can acknowledge God in all my ways, then He'll direct my paths. He'll show me the direction I need to go. When I'm standing there thinking, I don't know what to do now, He can show me. He can help me figure it out. And that's what James was talking about. If I lack wisdom, if I don't understand something, if I need to know something I don't know right now, ask God. Lean on God to tell me. I'm not going to hear a voice in my head. But if I'm trusting in God's wisdom and I'm trying to do what God wants me to do, then I will go the right direction. Every single time, I will go in the right direction. The next thing he says there in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7, he says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Now, he's already told us to trust in the Lord with all your heart. He's already told us not to lean on our own understanding. He's already told us to allow God to direct our paths. But just in case we didn't get it, he says, don't be wise in your own eyes. In the New Testament, God tells us not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. That's how he phrases that. We can sometimes get pretty full of ourselves and think we've got it all figured out. I don't need God anymore. I don't need His direction. I've got this. I can figure this out. When we start to think we're pretty smart in our own eyes, sometimes we lose track of reality. I don't know if this is true or not, but I like this story. There was a man one day that was walking down the railroad tracks. And just as which isn't smart, by the way, and he's walking down the railroad tracks, the switch on the tracks flips, which slams two tracks together, and his foot's in the middle. And he can hear the train a coming. Now what do I do? He can't get it out. He can't reach the manual switch. It's too far away. I don't know what to do. So he prays to God. He calls out to God. God, can you get me out of this situation? Nothing happens. So he calls out again. God, can you, if you'll get me out of this situation, and he starts making promises, right? We start bargaining. God, if you can get me out of this situation, then I'll go to church every Sunday. Nothing happens. God, if you'll get me out of this situation, I'll go to church every Sunday and I'll stop cussing. Nothing happens. God, if you'll get me out of this situation, I'll stop. I'll start going to church every Sunday. I'll stop cussing. I'll stop drinking. I'll get my life right. It opens. And the man looks up and says, "Never mind, God, I got this." Lean not on our own understanding. Don't think of ourselves more. He didn't get himself out of that. Sometimes we think we've gotten ourselves out of a situation and we had nothing to do with it, really. It was God directing our path. It was God's plan. It was God working through providence, through brethren, through whatever method He's chosen to use. And it all works out in the end. But we have to make sure that we are not wise in our own eyes, and sometimes by being wise in our own eyes, we do the opposite of what he says next. He says, do not be wise in your own eyes, fear God and depart from evil. Sometimes when we are wise in our own eyes, we actually run to evil and we forget about God. We do the opposite of what we should do. Because my understanding, my knowledge, my righteousness is nothing compared with what God has. And if I can learn to lean on him, then he will help me out. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13 tells us that he will always make a way of escape. That a temptation will never come upon me that God doesn't think I can endure, that I can handle with his help, and that he will always make a way of escape. But if I start thinking I'm pretty brilliant and I've got this covered, I don't always see the way out because I'm not looking for it. I think I can handle it. But if I lean on him, he'll show me the way out of that temptation. God gives us that measure of protection if we are his. If we're looking for him. If we're following him. If we're letting him direct our paths. There is always a way out of temptation. There is always a way into following God. So, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, fear God, and depart from evil. If we can internalize those four concepts, if we can make that who we are, it solves a lot of problems. It takes us in the right direction. It helps us look for God. Everything we do in our lives is dependent on the decisions that we make. Everything we do in our lives is, every decision we make has consequences and or rewards. Sometimes both. But every decision that we make takes us in a direction in our life. Now, if I make that decision apart from God, apart from his knowledge, apart from his understanding, apart from his wisdom, apart from his direction, the chances of me going in the right direction are pretty slim. But if that decision is made with his guidance, with his understanding, with his direction, then the chances of me going in the right direction are very good. And even if for some reason I miss something and I get off on the wrong path, you know what God is always there to do? If I'm paying attention, he's always there to help me figure out the detour to get back to the way I'm supposed to be going. I remember when we lived in Arizona, and I know there's a couple other people here that lived in Arizona, but maybe you didn't have... I despised road construction in Phoenix. Because there was almost never clear-cut signs that told you how to go about getting through that construction or around it. There just wasn't. You'd see a sign, there'd be a sign, road construction ahead, detour, and an arrow. So you'd follow that arrow. The next thing you know, you're out in the country someplace. Because there wouldn't be any more signs. I guess they just assumed that you'd figure out how to get back where you were wanting to go. God doesn't do that to us. If we get off on the wrong direction, he's always there to guide us back to where we need to be. We don't have to figure it out for ourselves. Driving in Phoenix, I had to figure out a lot of stuff for myself sometimes. We have to be willing to accept both the consequences and the rewards of the decisions that we make. It's my choice. It's my decision. That's what Paul was talking about. He didn't say, everybody else has caused me to do all this wrong stuff. He said, I sometimes mess up. And we have to be able to acknowledge that and realize that, and then acknowledge that the only way out of that situation is God. So when we don't know what to do, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. for it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. See, God's going to help us out. He's going to help us mentally and physically. I don't know about you, but when I worry, sometimes it makes me physically ill. God says, you know what? If you trust me, you don't have that. I'll comfort you. I will strengthen you. It will be strength to your flesh. It will be strength to your soul. It will be good to you. The worst thing in life to me is to feel like I don't know what I'm doing. To feel like I'm out of control. To feel like I don't know where I'm going next. And we celebrated a memorial of the crucifixion of Christ, where He made it possible for us to know where we're going. The ultimate direction of our paths is through His sacrifice and His blood. Because at some point, all of us are no longer going to exist in the flesh. I don't know how that will occur. We may physically die somehow, or Christ may come again, and then all the physical will be gone. I don't know which will happen first. But if you're in Christ, it doesn't really matter. It's a small detail that doesn't make any difference. Because the end result is the same. A home forever with God. Salvation and in His presence for eternity. If you're not in Christ, then that's a moment that should have you in dread and shaking and concerned, anxious about what's next. Because you can't know. The only thing you can know is that your situation is in peril. If you have decided that today is the day that you want to give everything over to the Lord, the Creator of the universe, the one that can direct your paths, that can see you through to the end, then today is the day of your salvation. We have to trust in His knowledge and His understanding. That accepting the sacrifice of God, of Christ, is how we approach God, through His blood and only. That through baptism and repentance of sin and confession of those sins, that He can forgive us and that we can rise out of that bed of baptism a new person, ready to walk in newness of life and ready to face life with a new attitude and a new direction. God's direction. If today is the day that you're going to acknowledge Him in all your paths and in everything you do, then we invite you to come forward as we stand and as we sing.